Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Beach Boys hit the number one spot on the UK singles chart on this day in 1968 with Do It Again. It was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. It became the group's second and final UK number one. Here is Mike Love.
It was a very uplifting song to sing. And I think a lot of our songs are very uplifting. The harmonies, and there's a lot of positivity. Some melancholy, too. But when you hear them, it makes you feel good. You can relate to them. You can feel the love and the harmonies and the heart and the sentiment involved.
Kylie Minogue set a UK record on this day in 1988 when her debut album Kylie became the biggest selling album by a female artist in Britain with sales of almost 2 million.
I have a lot of friends, obviously. I'm at the 50 zone, so they've either turned 50, they're about to turn 50. One of the beautiful things that I feel from my friends is they just go, do you know what? I'm just going to try and enjoy myself, do the best I can, love the people I love, understand as best as possible where I am in the world, where I may have stuffed it up, where I feel like I am at the moment.
It was back on this day in 2005 that Green Day cleaned up at the MTV Awards, winning 7 awards, including Video of the Year and the Viewer's Choice Award.
Green Day!
It's great to know that rock music still has a place at MTV. Like shadows, all anyone that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there.
Couple of birthdays today. Shania Twain turning 55. Shania Twain has won 5 Grammy Awards and 27 Songwriter Awards and is sometimes referred to as the Queen of Country Pop.
My intent has always been to become successful with what I do. Like anyone, you know, any serious professional person wants that. And so I've always been serious about those things, you know. Always, even when I was a teenager singing in the bars or a kid in the bars, my parents always taught me, you know, you have to look your best, you have to dress a certain way, you have to be professional.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
And US singer LeAnn Rimes turning 38 today. Known for her rise to fame as an 8-year-old champion of the original Ed McMahon version of Star Search, followed by the release of the Bill Mack song Blue when she was 13.
And when you start as a child, it's always about, get it while you can. Get it while you can. I didn't have a lot of money growing up at all. We had no money. I was brought home to a trailer when I was a kid, you know? I mean, we had nothing. And I was able to buy a house for my family when I was 12. You can try to resist, try to hide from my kids, but you know that you can't fight the moonlight deep in the dark. You'll surrender your heart, but you know that you can't fight the moonlight, no, you can't fight it. And that is Today in Music for Friday, the 28th of August at Mix 104.9.